I'm Aaron Schachter. This is The World. Parents in many parts of the globe are familiar with the controversy and the rumors over childhood vaccines. And there are many who believe that those vaccines lead to unintended consequences, like autism. But science tells us that childhood vaccines are safe and crucial to maintaining good public health. And yet the apprehension continues. A new Nova documentary airing tonight grapples with the issue. It's called Vaccines, Calling the Shots. Sonia Pemberton is the writer, director, and producer of the program. She says when even a small group opts out of vaccines, the results can be catastrophic. Pemberton notes what happened in France, where vaccination levels were at about 95% of the population before they started to dip.
In France, the vaccination rate was 89%. Now, you wouldn't think that was a really big deal, but it was. So one little girl, unknowingly, came back from holiday infected with measles. She didn't know she was sick. She infected three girls at her school, who then took the disease back to their families. The boys, the brothers, all went out to their schools. And basically, within 2.5, 3 years, you had 15,000 cases and six people died.
That's crazy.
Now, we mapped this and working with the epidemiologists around the world to make sure that we could see how this was panning out. And it's a classic case of what they call importation. So the case in New York that happened last year that we follow in the film was a case of an American who went to London on holiday and came back. And when they came back to New York, they were infected with measles. And because they lived in an unvaccinated family and an unvaccinated hub, if you like, group of families, it spread like wildfire through those families, and then it jumped out into the population. Now, luckily, because in New York the vaccination rate is extremely high, we demonstrate how it stopped it. Like, it's like it hit a wall, a fire break, if you like, of people who were vaccinated. So it just didn't go any further.
There is this case in France where vaccinations dipped, and then there's kind of the opposite, a great success story that you looked at in Bhutan. It was the first developing country in 2010 to roll out a national vaccination program for human papillomavirus, or HPV. Why do we seem to be losing our vaccination campaigns in the West, and then they're coming up in developing countries?
The reason was because they see the disease. It's really common. It is the single biggest cancer killer of women in most developing countries, in particular in Bhutan and next door in India. So they know this. They know that 70,000 women die every year in India from cervical cancer, which is caused by the HPV strains that are cancer-causing strains and that the vaccine is designed to protect against. So they see the hardship, the grief, the death, the loss, the families broken up and everything from these diseases. So they see the need. And I think this is the common thread. We are forgetting what the diseases do.
Sonia, tell us the story of one family you met making this film that made you rethink your ideas of why some people do resist vaccinations.
One family in the film, the family of Luke Philbin. Luke is a little boy, 6-year-old boy, who when he was 6 months old, he was healthy and happy and normal, and he had his 6-month vaccines, and within 17 hours, he was having seizures. With Luke, his seizures continued over years, and he had brain damage as a result. Now, his parents quite naturally went, the vaccine is to blame, and for quite a long time were very angry. And then they investigated, and the science became more involved in this, and there were scientists studying what was happening to these children, these rare cases where children had ongoing seizures. And they discovered, actually, he had a gene defect, a mutation in one of his genes, and it causes epilepsy. And anybody with epilepsy has triggers for their seizures. And for this little boy, it's going out in the sun, it's running around too fast, it's getting too excited, it's jumping on the trampoline, or it's getting a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to get that condition anyway.
Mm.
So this is the very complex underbelly of the whole vaccination conversation. And I have no doubt there are parents, you know, who have heard these stories or perhaps know of someone who has had what they believe to be a severe vaccine reaction. And I think the thing is, like this family show in the film, you have to be open to following the science.
Sonia Pemberton is the writer, director, and producer of the new Nova special, Vaccines Calling the Shots. It airs tonight on PBS stations. And Sonia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tune in to PBS after the president's speech to see the film. Meanwhile, you can watch Nova's video on the impact of vaccines in Bhutan. That's online right now at PRI.org.